Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And yesterday he revealed some things to me that's somewhat comforting, very important. And he said he's going to destroy the plots against our country. The plots. The wicked, they have an agenda just like those that love God. Those that love God seek to do God's will. And those that love the world seek to do Satan's will. Whether they realize it or not, but the wicked, they plot against the good. Just like in Psalm chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage and the kings of the earth seek to kill God's anointed? Now, I didn't say it just like it's written, but that's what they do. And in Revelation, the Antichrist, he rallies an army against Christ. This army is out to kill Christ when he returns. They know Christ is coming, and they know he can't be stopped. But they think they can, you know, Satan is an illusionist. He got people thinking that they can kill Christ. That's ridiculous. The dead's going to kill the living. That's not going to happen. Nevertheless, there has always been a plot. From the beginning of our country, there were always evil people, and they always did the same thing. You know, full of Christians were not the only people who came here. The pilgrims came. The Puritans came. The Quakers came. People that really loved God came to this country and by faith, to live by faith. And then they broke free of the kings. They broke free of all the eastern kings, all of them. Britain, France, Spain, all the kings, you know, they broke free of the kings. This became a free country ruled by the people. But Christian people were prominent and the most powerful people on earth because God is involved in their lives. In everything else, God is not involved in their lives. He's trying to save their lives. He loves everybody, and he's trying to save everybody. That's everybody he can save, he wants to save them. He would rather save them than destroy them. And he gave them a period of grace that they may come in. But now it's time for him to start judging. And the judging of God is something that you don't want to really see. Sometimes people wish for it, but when it happens, they're going to wish it didn't happen. Now, the Lord has a purpose. See, when people go wicked, they are repurposed. When Balaam, you know, the word of God called him a prophet. Now, I don't do all the translations that many other ministers do. So I respect the fact that, you know, the translators may have translated him a prophet, but this man did prophesy some of the things that John prophesied in Revelation and also Daniel and others. He even talked about the ships of Kittim that would trouble the Antichrist. And that's still a mystery to me. And I was washed in the blood. So this man had to be, he had a knowledge of God and God used him. And he knew that he could not curse Israel. But when he turned to follow those men that God told him not to follow, you know, he could have been a prophet because God told him not to go with those evil men. And he went anyway. Now, suppose he was a prophet, which I believe he is. He was a real prophet of God. You don't have to be a Jew to be a prophet, because there were always people that were close to God, even though they were not Jewish. Just like Moses' father-in-law, Jethro. He was a priest of Midian. And this man had knowledge too. He was a good, I believe he was a man of God. He just happened to be a Gentile. And then when Gideon had his dream, the Lord sent him to the Midianites, and he overheard them talking. And one of them dreamed about a barley cake that rolled down and tore up all the tents of the Midianites. And his friend said, "This is nobody but Gideon." You know, and Gideon had courage. These were prophets because they had a, you know, the some people draw near to the Lord and they live in an evil state. So you have to understand there were always people that God would raise. Jewish people didn't know that he would raise up Gentile people, but the Lord knows every person and who he can raise up. But when Balaam turned and went out to those evil men, he was repurposed. Just like Lucifer, when he was a fallen angel. When he fell, he was repurposed. He was designed, I believe, to prevent the fall. That's a story for another day. He was beautiful. And he was not next to Jesus Christ. He was not next to the Word of God. He was not as far up the ranks as people, as modern theologians teach he is. He was more like Adam, because he made five statements. There were five realms that he knew about that he had to usurp authority over to be like God. And his kingdom probably was not that old. But that's a story for another day. See, he's an illusionist, and he lied too, and people believe it and go with it. But when you spend time with the Holy Spirit, you start realizing something. You start looking at all the scriptures, not just a select few, and then make a doctrine out of it. And people are lazy and won't study, and they don't ever learn. They'll die believing lies. And you have to be a diligent student. You know, the facts are there. All the facts we need are there. You have to study them and ask questions. And that's another problem. People of God don't ask enough questions to the Holy Spirit. They ask other people. Sometimes that one day you're just going to have to go and ask the Holy Spirit. He came to guide us into all truth, and that's for every child of God. And you can learn some things. I preach that. That's true. That's the way it is. Nevertheless, Lucifer was repurposed. He wouldn't be Lucifer, so he was repurposed and turned into Satan. And God has a use for him. At the end of the millennial reign, he's going to be loose for a season to tempt everything that he can. This tells me that everything that's not like God would be attracted to him. And so, Balaam, he started Baal worship. And everything that went like God, he caused it to fall. Now, God didn't want it to fall. He didn't want people to fall. But everything that was lukewarm and loving the world fell with him through Baal worship, an alternative religion based on lust, greed, and pride. It was an attractive religion because people that want to do wrong loved it. Idolaters liked it. They could do something and ease their conscience. They put God in their own terms. Now, it don't work. They die and go to hell, but you know they don't realize it because they believe an alternative. And they can't go to, you can't bring sin to heaven. That's just not going to happen. And everything that God did, at the end of everything, you'll see the facts, all of them. And you're going to be in awe of God because he did the best that he had with what he did. He made the best choices with what he had to work with. And you're going to know that this is going to be become common knowledge. I'm talking about after everything is done, after the things of Revelation is complete, and even after the millennial reign of Christ is complete, you're going to be in awe of the marvelous works of God. The wicked are going to be destroyed and the living are going to be alive. And all the weak are going to be... He did what he could to save the weak from themselves. All of these things are true. But there's a plot that the real men of God have exposed. And I'm talking Jeremiah class prophets have exposed some truths to us. Ezekiel class prophets have given us the word of God. Isaiah class prophets have taught us what God is doing. When 9/11 happened, I knew that it wasn't, I knew after it happened, nothing was going to happen right after that. That was going to be as big as that. And I started to understand this was a wake-up call. Because there were no prophets that I knew about in mainstream media that exposed and warned people like the prophets, like the Jeremiah class prophets would do. And after 9/11, a few years went by and Jonathan Cahn wrote a book called The Harbinger. Now this, I knew that when this happened, the next thing's going to be big, because now we have warning. Not from a lukewarm preacher, but from a Jeremiah class prophet. And he wrote that book. And at the end of it, you want to know what's next, but it was up to the people to repent and turn to God to prevent another situation. And then he wrote the book called The Shemitah. 7 years later, we have The Shemitah. And he talked about the fall of Rome. Well, after that, you know, we have warning. We have factual warning. And how all of our wars happened on the Shemitah years. And then he wrote another book called The Paradigm this began to expose the plots of the enemy. Now, since 2017, I've been listening to some more Jeremiah class prophets. Henry Gruber, Steve Quayle, and Tom Horn. Men of God, awesome men of God. Stan Dale, L.A. Marzulli, they are uncovering, Russ Dizdye, they're uncovering some things. Now, the way it happened was, in November of 2017, it was almost 2018, the Lord woke me up one that Saturday morning saying, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And I sat up in the bed. I hadn't heard language like that, and it bothered me. You know, what the Lord said, I understood. And I grabbed a hold to it. I believed it. But what bothered me was I hadn't heard language like that since the 80s. Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. I've heard a lot of seeker-friendly type preaching. Now, my pastor's not that way. He's a miracle-working, tongue-talking man of God. And he'll preach fire and brimstone from time to time. But his people love God. He just don't have to do that often. And people, we see miracles all the time. People get healed of all kinds of things. Pastor Jim McCann, he's a man of God. He's not seeker friendly. He tell you like it is so you can live. He's not like the bunch that sugarcoat things, and he tell you what you got to do and go and pray about it. But I still hadn't heard language like what the Lord said. But remember, at our church, people love God, so, and they seek to follow him. They're hungry, and they want, you know. But I hadn't heard language that way, and it disturbed me, because over the air, you hear everything else. There are very few preachers that teach that way. And I had a rapture dream, vision. I had a vision of the rapture back in 1984. When I worked at a grocery store, I asked the Lord what it would be like, and I saw a lady disappear. Now I'm sacking groceries, and he used my setting. It's like I had a vision. I saw the lady in the red dress. She disappeared, red dress and all. And I heard the horn, heard the shofar blow it. It was loud, and I saw her disappear, red dress and all. So I started watching videos or what the Lord had been giving other people about rapture dreams. And this was YouTube. Now, most time when the Lord gave a vision, like in the 80s and 90s, you may not hear about it, because there would be people, unless they were a pastor, they just didn't talk about it unless you knew them. But now we have what we call YouTube, and people are posting what the Lord has given them. And I listened to other rapture dreams, and I said, this is about to happen. This is coming down the pipe. Now remember, the Lord show you things in time for you to help people repent. I do a radio ministry, and I've had, 3 years, almost 3 years of time to warn people about these things. But nevertheless, I was watching YouTube, and then I saw Henry Gruber's Milky Way vision. I said, I got to hear this one. This is very, I love outer space. I like anything to deal with God's creation. I like space movies. I'm intrigued by outer space. I love it. And that was right down my alley. And I listened to him. And then Steve Quayle was interviewing him. And then I saw the commercials that Steve Quayle had about the books that he wrote. And that was interesting. And I listened to Henry Gruver first. I listened to his videos, and the short versions, and then the long versions, and I learned about prayer walking, and that's another subject. These are Jeremiah class prophets. That's just the best way I can describe them. Because the miracle, the type of miracles that they witness and the things that they've done, they change nations. You know, and I thank God for these men of God. Nevertheless, I listened to Steve Quayle too. And the Lord took him to heaven and showed him what would come. And also Tom Horn took him to heaven. And then he showed him with Tom Horn, he made him forget it, and then as it happens, he bring it back to him. And he explained this on Sid Roth. And these are the kind of ministries that you just can't ignore. There is a plot, and the Lord's gonna destroy the plot. Because God's people have been praying and believing him, and he's gonna destroy the wicked. You know, I remember, I guess it was 2018, it may have been 2017 when the Lord said he's gonna destroy the Democratic Party. And I kinda kept that under my hat. I told my pastor about it, but not many people know that the Lord told me that. And he didn't give me much information about it till yesterday. He said he's going to destroy the plots of the wicked. And there are wicked people in that party. that have undermined this country for a very long time. But it's not without consequence, and it's not without judgment. Now, this is something you got to pray for and seek the Lord about. The Lord don't do anything till he revealed it to his prophets. And now the Lord has Jeremiah-class prophets out talking and teaching and writing books. People that we need to be paying attention to. Because if you hear the messenger, you hear the one that sent him. If you reject the messenger, you also reject the one who sent him. And I will not do it. These are real men of God. God has given us the knowledge that we may live. And his return is imminent. And we do need to be ready. We don't need to miss heaven over a technicality like unforgiveness or sin. We need to be following Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We need to be doing his perfect will. We need to be in his presence. We should have always been living in his presence. And now it's crucial that we live in his presence and do his perfect will. And listen to the Jeremiah class prophets. They are for our safety and blessing. But be comforted that the Lord is going to destroy all the plots of the wicked. Now, the Antichrist will live and do what he does to the time of the end. And I thank God for David Langford. I thank God for all these wonderful men of God that tell the truth of God's word. Now, there I know about pre-tribulation rapture. I was pre-tribulation for a very long time till I heard Irvin Baxter and Pastor Langford. They kind of helped me shift gears on that. I know this. When it's all over and done, God will have made the best choice. And I believe he wrote the word of God in a way where he could make the best decisions possible to save the most people and destroy the wickedness. Now, these are things you got to seek the Lord for. Men of God lead you in the way you should go, but you have to go in his presence. The Bereans went in his presence to search things out, and that's what needs to happen. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continually mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.